Bav Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishneh Gimel. We're continuing our discussion of ribis in the context of sales. Ribis derech mekach u'memkar, most of which is awesome in the Rabbanan only. Mochaloi es hasode, he sold him a field. V'nosan le'miktzas domim, the lekeach gives the moicher some of the money. The field is worth $250,000. He gives him $50,000. V'omaloi, the moicher says, emesai shetirtza, whenever you want, Havei mois, bring the other 200,000, the rest of the money. V'toil eshocha, and take the field. That means when you finish paying, the moicher tells the lekeach, when you finish in full paying the $250,000, the deposit is not enough. When you pay the full amount, that's when you'll get the field. And what it means over here, the way the Gemara explains it, is lemafreya, from the first payment. That means like this. The moicher is telling the lekeach, I'm giving you the field from now, but I'm giving it to you only when I know that I get the full amount. Or, shene gezokt, not when I get the full amount, but if I get the full amount. Therefore, if in 3 months from now, let's say that's what they write, you're going to pay me, you're giving me a 20% down payment now, you're giving me $50,000. When you give me the other 200, really the field is yours from now, because haloi, that's a haloch in every kinyan kesef, that the lekech does not have to pay the moicher all the money in order to be koina. If a lekech goes into a store and he wants to be koina a box of Cheerios with kesef, we learned in the fourth parak that ultimately he has to be koina with rabbonon, with meshicha. But for argument's sake, he wants to be koina with kesef. A field certainly a koina with kesef. So he pays him for a house. If he pays him the way we do today, that the money is just a down payment, like a mashkin, mashkanto, and really the sale of the house, the transfer of ownership, is later on. So then the money is not hamtonas mois. The money is being paid. When the money is paid, he's kinda. But if you'd want to make up the way it is me'ikir adin, that as soon as he pays the shavu putin's worth of money, he's kinda. Now the moicher doesn't want to give the lekech the field from today if he's not going to end up paying. So when you pay, that's when it'll be nizbar that you be'etzem, you're kinda from today l'mafreya. The halacha is it's also. Why? So the Gemara explains like this. The Rav brings it down barichus. If the lekech ends up paying the rest of the money to the moicher, so it turns out that for the hamtonas mois of not having to pay right away, right, he had another 3 months to scramble and come up with the $200,000. Comes out that the moicher was living in a house that's not his. He was working a field that's not his. He has some type of revach. He has marbis for the hamtonas mois that the lekeach had an extra 3 months to come up with the money. That's not okay. Conversely, let's say he doesn't end up paying the money. So what happens? After 3 months, the moicher comes back to the lekeach and says, I'm sorry, I'm not selling you the field. It turns out that the $50,000 that the lekeach gave the moicher was really just like a loan. He gave him $50,000 for 3 months that he's getting back. Turns out that if the lekeach is the one who's living in the house, that means if the sale is retroactive, but we allow the lekeach to live in the house, then the lekeach is oichel peros. If he's going to end up getting his money back, it's a right to live in the house that he had for lending $50,000. That's what it's nisbar as, retroactively. So either way of achilas peros, who's going to live in the house? The moicher, it's a problem if the sale goes through. The lekeach, it's a problem if the sale doesn't go through. So the way the Gemara comes out, the din v'shteto osur is you can do such a thing only if the peiros sit by a sholish, the peiros stay in escrow, until it's nizbar what comes out. Now in each of the possibilities where we said osur, it's not for sure ribis, it's just ribis on one possibility. There's a 50-50 chance. Will he pay the money? Will he not pay the money? The ribis is only here al tzad echod. This is what's called in the Gemara tzad echod. Beribis. We pass Kansad Echad Beribis also. The Gemara brings in a Braisa, so that's Machlokes Tanoim. Even Loit the Das HaMachmin that we pass, like it's only Durabonot. So that's what we're talking about over here. So that's why the Mishnah says that's awesome. Here's another case of Ribis. This one is also going to be a Shaila of Ribis Durabonon. It won't be Ribis Deraisa. And Lamaisa, the Mishnah is going to find a way out of it. It's not Ribis Derech Mechachu Mebkar. It's part of a Halvo. But it's a different type of twist. Hovo al sodeu va'omaloi. That means Reuven lent money to Shimon. He lent him $250,000. V'amalo, he tells him like this. If you pay me back the $250,000 in 3 years from now, harehi shaloi. If you pay me back, it's good. If you don't, im iyate noisli mikan atchol shonim, harehi shaloi, the field is mine. The hilveo al sadeo means he made it like a mashkin. So the field belongs to the malva from today, not in 3 years from now. The field will be used as payment. That would be called guvaina. You being miyachet something leperoyin. We've had that din where loiva could be miyachet a certain field, a certain asset. That's where the payment will be if the money is not forthcoming. Okay, that's fine. Here what he's saying is that the field should be mined retroactively from today ad kama that the halva is not forthcoming. Now what's the problem? Well, where's the ribbis here? So first of all, the reason why we're explaining that he was koinit l'mafreya, not in 3 years from now. First of all, in 3 years from now there's no ribbis shalah whatsoever, because that's just going to be a gavina. But what happens is retroactively, there's another reason why it has to be that way. What we're talking about over here, and this is where the Ribbis' concern is that the field is worth a lot more than $250,000. The Chayv is $250,000. If he doesn't pay back the Chayv $250,000 in 3 years, the field, which is worth $500,000, is forfeit to the Malva. Now, that, L'chayv, sounds like Ribbis. So for starters, we have to deal with another issue, and that's the reason why the Mechira over here, the Upmach over here, has to be l'mafreya. That's because we have a very real issue called asmachta. Whenever two people are misakim a deal, if you don't pay me the rest of the money, so then the down payment that I gave you is forfeit in 3 years. So if, then, always is an asmachta. Asmachta means two people make up a deal, and there's like a penalty which will take place, which will be chal 3 years from now. The person who's going to be penalized doesn't really mean it. That's the way the Shprach of Tais and the Rosh, they don't really mean it. There's no Gemir's Das. According to the Rambam, maybe the Havon is a little bit differently. If you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Mechira, the Geder of an Asmachta is that you didn't do it. You willed it in 3 years to be Chal. So what stops you from switching your mind? You can't make something today if then it'll be Chal in 3 years from now. If the rest of the money is not forthcoming, so then the down payment is forfeit. Did he give him the money? Did he not give him the money? So because of that problem, that's why asmachta lo kanya. And because of that, the only way to get around that problem, the way we pass on asmachta lo kanya, is to say that what's going on over here is not a if-then, like a penalty, but what he's doing is he's making it up from today. He's giving him the field today if the money is not forthcoming. You know what that really means? Explain Tosis in the Rosh, and the Rav brings it. Very simple. When the loiva got money from the malva, if the loiva doesn't pay back the money, and it's like a choiv, then retroactively, in 3 years from now, we'll see this today, retroactively, as a mechira. Now, it's true that he sold him a field for totally the wrong price. He sold him a field that's worth $500,000 for $250,000. The person's allowed to do that. You're allowed to sell something not for the right price. As long as two people make up, don't even come with concerns of Oino that we had in the last pair, because over here they made up. They're fully aware what's going on. So the reason why the Loiva agrees is because he needs the money now, true, and he doesn't think he's going to forfeit on the payment, so he's willing to put up his field, which is worth a lot more as collateral. But what he's really doing in the Lumdus is he's wiring it L'mafreya as a Mechira. Now the Rav points out, you're still going to have to say that the payrois for the next 3 years that they're in limbo are going to have to be munach etzel shalosh, they're going to be in escrow, because you can't have anybody eating the payrois because you don't know which way it's going to go. So it could turn into a payroin choiv where the moicher is eating payrois. That's a problem. That's Chaim Tonis Mois. There's another Hezber, what we just explained is not a Dovah Muskim, it's Tais in the Rosh, like we said, other Rishonim have a major machloikis, and their mechadish, a whole different nekuda here. Their mechadish, the Rajba, the Ritva, others, Shittas Abrot, La'aloch, and Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Ribbis, and Kufay, and Zayin, that over here, the money is not being paid back with extra. Faket, the mashkin biyad hamalva over here is to encourage the levit to pay only the $250,000 on time. There's pressure here. He's going to forfeit his field, which is worth $500,000, if he doesn't pay back on time. But what should be paid back? It's $250,000 straight. It turns out that the extra money they would have to pay is like a knas. Ribis der knas, they hold, is not also. It's only aganeta, where you're schar hamtonis mois. That's not what's going on over here. It's what the Rishonim hold. Tosfos in the Rosh hold that it could be ribis der knas is not also mid deraisa, but it'll be also mid rabbana. It's a major machlokes. How to deal with the problem of asmachta, meaning say that according to the other Rishonim, what we just explained, is that you have to wire it as a mechira l'mafreya, and that takes away the ribbis problem, according to Tosfos Rosh. According to Rishonim, they don't need that. Even if the field becomes the malvas after 3 years, it's not a problem, it's der knas. So what do they do if you say that it's talking about lachazman? L'choyer, it's an if-then type of situation. It's a smachta. They'll have to deal with that problem differently. That's part of the Rishonim's arichus over here. The Mishnah finishes off with an interesting statement. He did this al pi hayruas chachamim. He would lend money kineged fields, and he would take the field with a like derech knas or derech mechira lefi it shita. Retroactively, if the money is not paid back, and it was al pi chacham, so you see that arrangement is okay. Mishnah Dalit. We're now entering what's called the sugya of iska. Bailam was more familiar with the term heter iska. Heter iska is a way of rewiring a choiv to be matter it, to free it from the problem of ribis by turning it into an iska. What's an iska? An iska is an investment. Reuven is giving Shimon a loan of $250,000. Instead of giving him a loan of $250,000, what he's really doing is he's giving him capital, and the understanding is that Reuven is going to get returns not for agar neter, not for schar hamtonis mois, but because Reuven is an investor with Shimon. We call him a silent partner. Shimon is the investing partner. Reuven is the investing partner. He gives the capital to Shimon. Shimon is a managing partner. The stummiest of such an arrangement, if Reuven handed Shimon $250,000, he's doing a startup, he's building a building, he gave him $250,000, is that half the money is taka at risk. That means Reuven is taking half of that money, $125,000 of the $250,000, and he's giving it to Shimon and he's investing. He's going to get a return on whatever the business profits, kifi the percentage of the business which was created by his $125,000, he's going to profit. The building goes up in value. Part of that aliyah, part of that revach, goes to Reuven. How much? Proportionally. Kifi his $125,000. So of the $125,000, we see as a pikodin. That Reuven's given to Shimon. Revachim, in this sense, could only be from that which Reuven is giving Shimon as an investment. That which he's giving him as a pekodin is more damn to a halva, and that he has to give him straight, he has to return straight. The flip side for Reuven is that he's taking on a certain amount of risk if the business has too many expenses and it goes bankrupt and even the carrion is lost. So Reuven's $125,000 that he gave to Shimon as an investment partner is lost. The other $125,000 he gave to Shimon like a halva. So this is the way you're going to set up a stam iska will be chatzi chatzi. It doesn't have to be that way. You could speak it out. You could write a shtar that defines it differently. It could be 75-25, two-thirds, one-third. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah's concern is that it have the tzur of an iska, that it not be a joke. Because of that, the Mishnah qualifies how an iska has to be made. Ein moshivin chen v'ni lemech tzeschar. Which means somebody is investing, he's giving peros to a chenveni, to a storekeeper. He's giving him something to sell, merchandise. And he's saying that half the profits that you make from selling all this chayr should come to me. That's what we just described, the iska of chatzim el v'chatzim begodim. But he can't do that with the chenveni. Another din, v'loyitin mois likach ben peros l'mech tzachar. He can't give him money to go to the market and buy chayr. Also, chayr is an investing partner, and he's going to make half the profits. Elohim Cain, the Tanai in doing it that way, which we just explained, is Noisin L'Schor B'Foil. Besides for the Revochim of the 50% that he's supposed to get,
There has to be some type of salary. The derech ha'olam of a managing partner and an investing partner is that the investing partner, yeah, he gets revochim, plus also, tamura aslamayis, he's not doing any work, he's just putting in capital. There's a salary that's paid to the managing partner, but derech klal, he's an employee. So he has to be paid as an employee in order to define a taka as a chatzi mil v'chatzi pekodim. The tzura sadvarim is chatzi chatzi in revochim, but the expense of wages, that's mutl, and that comes out of the paycheck that the investor takes away. The Gemara is Maisiv a Knej, that the reason why over here there's an issue of concern is that what it looks like is that he's giving him profits on half. He's giving him an investment opportunity. Tmuras, the fact they lent him the other money. That means it's not only Schar Tonis Mois when Reuven lends money to Shimon that Reuven can't get back money on that which he lent to Shimon. It's more than that. If Reuven lent Shimon money, he can't benefit with another investment opportunity. Over here, they happen to be too close to home. The investment opportunity is the other half of this sum of money that was handed over. So what it looks like is that the revach of the halva, the schar tonis mois, that the loiv is paying the malva, is the ability to invest the other half and to earn a profit. That's not okay. Now, when we say over here, schorei kipoyol, the loshen of the Gemara, the Rav brings it, is kipoyol bottle. Where the Rav and other Rishonim explain it is, imagine, let's say, he wouldn't have this investment. What would he be doing? He'd have a job, being a blacksmith, a carpenter or something. Now he has capital, so now he could sit in the store. It's easier to sit behind the counter and sell schar, but you need money to invest. So he got an investing partner. He's now in the store, and he's working for the other guy. So imagine what he would make for doing his other job as a carpenter. Less than that, because the maaseh, that's hard physical work. It's something in between how much a storekeeper, somebody works in a store for an hour sitting behind the counter, and hard physical labor like being a carpenter or a blacksmith. Something in between that. That's the way the Rishonim explained. The Mishnah continues, Ein meshivin tarnegolin lemechtzo. This is talking about where somebody gives eggs to somebody who has a tarnegol, a chicken, in order that the chicken should hatch the eggs by sitting on them, and then the fellow with the chickens is going to be megadol. He's a chicken farmer. The other guy has eggs. He has capital. He has something that can't grow, but Yena has chickens, so the chickens could hatch. Shimon's chickens could benefit Reuven's eggs, and then Shimon, who's used to dealing with chickens, will be megadol those chickens. He'll raise them. What's in it for both of them? The profit that will accrue from the chickens that hatch and grow and produce a deiros yisharim umavarochim of chickens will be mechza mechza. He has the investing. He's the investment partner, Reuven that gave the eggs, and Shimon who puts in the work. Same idea. Ein meshivin tanigolos lemechza, the Mishnah says. Ve'ein shomin agolin usiochim. You can't make an upshot value young animals. Siochin are young horses that could be worked with and they could be invested in and they could be sold for a nice profit. Agolin are young calves. Lemechtza. To say that the investing partner and the one who puts in all the work get half-half, that you can't do. Elim ken noisen leschar amolei umzoinoi. The half-half makes sense only in the sense, again, like we're saying, he worked on his half for free. On the investing partner's half for free. So he has to be paid for his work. The same way we discussed before, what does it mean to pay him for his work? Now here he's doing hard physical labor, so he has to be paid as such. Umizoinoi, he also has to be paid expenses for that half. Avo, mekablen agolun, siochen lemechza, umigadlen oisinachi umishuloshen. This means, in the first case, where there's a shuma of that golun siochen, what happens is they value. They bring in somebody who knows value, and they estimate there's 100 young calves and horses that are given over to a fellow with a farm. So Reuven's the investing partner, and he has a bunch of young animals that he bought at an auction. Somebody was liquidating a field, an estate. He put them all beyad Shimon. To estimate the value of all these young animals, let's say at $100,000, and now out of $100,000, he has to give back the profit of the $100,000, 50 to him, the half the profit, 50% to him and 50% to him. That's not okay, because then clearly what's going on is, even though the half-half makes sense, but without paying schar molim zayne, what you're doing is you're giving him revach for that which was lent. But if the agolin siyachim were not valued, that means it just gave him the 100 animals, and now we'll value as we go along. Now, it could be that one of the animals is going to die. It always happens on a farm. You'll have a few animals will get sick, they'll get hurt, they're going to die. Those animals are not going to be part of the valuation. The revochim will include the fact that there are total write-offs on the farm, and there are certain animals that produce another dor behemus, or they're sold at a handsome profit. So kolze nichnas into the revach, but there are factors beyond the shvach, beyond the revochim, and that is the possible losses. So memela, that would compensate, and that would be called already a fear of 50-50, and that we would see as not more than an iska, and that's fine. The Tanai over here is, the way the Mishnah says it is that he could give Nagom Siyachim Lemechtel with a 50-50 profit-sharing margin, Umegadlin Oysid Adshim Shuloshim, and the farmer who took them, the managing partner, takes them and he raises them until they're a third fully grown, and then you split the profits. At that point, you could already make an estimate of what looks like it's promising for the future. The chamor achetei teanis. A chamor is not profitable until it can carry a load. So that has to wait more time. This is all in Hilchas farming, what's called the right way to manage a farm. But the point is, in all these details, is to make it set up that the whole revach that the investing partner is getting is all for the investment, and we don't see any of it, it's all midrabanan, we don't see any of it as profits for having lent the managing partner his capital. That would be a form of ribis derabanan.